birthday girl, Samina Shaheen.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for that mention, reading it.
And a good girl, she's at work on her birthday.
You see?
And it's all about work today.
Yeah, well, you know, when you're 24, you just have to learn to be conscientious. And she says, laughing out loud, ha, 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 ha.
Ah, true, too true. Very good, very conscientious. And there's many things we consider in the workplace. And, of course, here in the UAE, working side by side with people from different nationalities. What's it like working in Cape Town? What's it like working in London, in Sydney, New York, Mumbai, all these different places around the world carrying a working culture? And here in the UAE, we're developing our own working culture. So what do we embrace? What do we reject when we are looking to others in our workplace?
What do you miss from back home? You know, ways in which you used to do things in your country of origin that you wish that we could adopt here.
Yeah, it's a good idea, isn't it? There's no on 4001. We're looking now at conflict resolution. So how do you resolve conflict? How do you, you know, break down an argument, avoid an argument, avoid conflict? How do you get the results that you want?
When a misunderstanding has occurred.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now, there's an example here. So I'm going to go through this and have a listen. And we've got some questions afterwards. So really, I guess this is about observing and how sensitive we are to others, how understanding we are. So this is the first case study, which is two Filipina secretaries are at the office copier laughing about an incident that occurred over the weekend. Their conversation is animated and is being carried on in Tagalog, their native language, of course. Lin Su, a Taiwanese co-worker, approaches to make some of her own copies. They acknowledge her presence briefly and then continue their conversation in Tagalog. A sore point in this particular office has been the tendency of these two workers to speak a language that most of the other employees can't understand. This situation has made Lin Su uncomfortable, yet her first instinct is always to ignore it. This time, she decides to deal with the situation as well as her mounting frustration. Using her conflict resolution skills, she thinks for a moment, non-reactive strategy. Then she says, Maria and Elenita, I can see you're enjoying your conversation. It must feel good to talk to someone else who understands completely what you're saying. Disarming. The two secretaries look a little surprised but agree, confirming Lin Su's assumption. I can really understand that feeling. When I talk to my aunt in Chinese, I can see how much she appreciates it. At work, however, it's a different story because English is our only common language. When I hear you speaking Tagalog in front of me, I feel left out and wonder if you're talking about me. Help me figure out what we can do about this. A further discussion results in an understanding that although it is very important to the Tagalog speakers to be able to understand each other completely, they needed to look at ways to avoid excluding others in the office. During discussion, they explored when it would be acceptable to use Tagalog and when it would be appropriate to speak only English. Mm-hmm. What happened here?
You see, with in terms of conflict resolution, different cultures have different significantly different strategies to deal with misunderstandings that come about. So over here, after a certain amount of training, because initially our friend here who felt disrespected might have used an avoiding strategy, right? And that is characterized by inaction. The immediate onset of conflict is avoided and the parties wait until there's a better time to try and overcome conflict. In effect, what happens with avoiding it is we sweep it under the rug and it never gets dealt with effectively. And what happens is that it reoccurs. So you're left feeling confused about what happened. The other person doesn't know that you're offended and it's likely to reoccur, emotionally affecting that person's work environment once again. Now, there are different ways of how people react in conflict, in times of conflict, and they're based along this dimension that is a continuum starting from concern for self and concern for other at the opposite end. So how people weight these dimensions influences their choices between five different strategies. I've talked about one already, the avoiding strategy, but there's four others. So a collaborating style is based on integrating and problem solving with the aim of maximizing joint outcomes. So here we want to include both people's opinions and wonder and talk about what's happened, what's gone on, to understand it from both sides in order to come up with some sort of solution. In the second way, in comparison, a competing style reflects little concern for others other's goals with, and they're more interested in competing, meaning the person wants to achieve their own outcome, to reach their own outcome or goals that they have set. While an accommodating style involves the sacrifice of one's own concern to satisfy the concerns of others. And you can imagine how if you're accommodating on too many levels too often, resentment can build up as well. Compromising falls midway between these strategies and reflects a moderate concern for one's own and the other party's outcome that frequently translates into a split the difference approach. So what she's done here, the individual who felt a little bit disrespected at the water cooler, at the photocopier, said that I understand that you feel good about talking your own language, but I feel insulted. So what can we do to try to avoid this?
So the questions being asked there, what disarming techniques were used? How did a potential conflict become a problem-solving discussion? What were the cultural values in the conflict? And what intercultural skills were put into play? Now we've got another example. Shall I do this as well?
Yes,
and then
please.
You can, okay,
yes, go
all
ahead.
Right. So I'm enjoying this. I like these case studies. Okay, so a male foreign student from a Middle Eastern country strode into the office of the director of the campus language lab and confronted a white woman sitting behind the desk. "You've made a terrible mistake," he shouted. "My sister was placed in a level much too low for her ability. I've already complained to the teacher and nothing was done. My sister must be moved to a higher level immediately or I will take her to another school." The director stifled her first response, which was to tell him that his behaviour was inappropriate, that his sister's group level was based on a valid placement test and that the decision was final. Instead, she stood up and said, "I can see you're concerned about your sister and are here to help her. Why don't you sit down and tell me more about her skills and why this is so important to you? Then we can look at the placement test and see if the decision was the right one for her." They had a lengthy discussion examining the situation and exploring ways that the sister might be closely observed as to her real ability or actually retested. What happened here?
Yes, so this notion of privilege, you know, the fact that I am privileged, I come from a particular background, I'm a male speaking to a female, and you should listen to what I'm saying, and using points of both one's gender, one's voice, masculinity, and position of authority, of trying to resolve conflict from a competing style. So what the gentleman had with this, had this competing style, was not interested about how the other person felt, or the goals, or types of methods of conducting these tests wasn't important to him. He just had a particular objective in mind and wanted to achieve that at any cost. Now, what the director did was disarm the individual by saying, "I hear you. I understand what you're saying, but let me clarify something for you. Let me try and use one of these, you know, a collaborating style based on integration and problem solving. Let me compromise with you in that, to let you know that I'm empathetic to what you're saying. You need to sit down. You need to calm down. Maybe there's assumptions or you're presuming certain things that might be incorrect, rather than attacking back, Suzanne."
Yeah, exactly. I mean, a really interesting example that you've highlighted, because she stifled her first response, which was to tell him that his behavior was inappropriate. When somebody comes to you with confrontation, the first thing they say is confrontational.
Yes.
Your natural immediate reaction is to confront back.
Yes, and to defend at least.
Yes, defend or attack. Mm-hmm. And again, that'll depend where you come from and what you believe to be acceptable and not acceptable and where you see your place as well.
Yes.
And actually what they're doing here is just don't take offense, don't take it personally. Take stock, take a breath, and approach it in a, you know, with empathy, with an understanding tone, because people will mirror a tone of voice as well, and bring that, lower that tone down to a calmer environment, and then show that you're there to, you know, facilitate, to understand, and to come to a compromise, to come to a situation where both of you can be happy with the outcome.
Yes, because when we're looking at resolving conflict, if inherently it's not just about resolving conflict, is it, Suzanne? It's dealing with our own insecurities.
Sure.
We're bringing to the table our emotional stability or lack of. We're bringing to the table lots of past experiences.
Yes, something that happened this morning.
Right.
Might not even be related, might but it's not. Put you into a bad mood. There's yes. many reasons.
It could be displaced anger. It could be projection that's going on. Lots of the different things are going. You can't just look at conflict resolution on a sort of, you know, uni-level perspective and not consider the peripheral factors that might be contributing to the validity of or the how volatile that situation is, right? You have to take those into account. But by and large, if you're looking at it on the best way to resolve conflict, especially when you're not sure about the roots of that conflict, where it's come from, is to ask. Transparency, it needs to be talked about. If I don't express why I'm upset or if I'm not feeling well about a particular situation, how is that person ever going to know and how are they ever going to correct their behavior? So more so than any other, if you're looking at people who are from similar backgrounds working together, they too need to have effective communication methods and transparency. But we need it even more so when you're sitting in an office with people from 9 to 12 different nationalities and backgrounds, practicing or exhibiting behavior both verbally and non-verbally from different societies. And so that needs to be looked at. And it doesn't matter how much we've traveled, Suzanne. It doesn't matter how many years we've lived in a country that's different from our own. There's an incredible expression that says, you know, you can take a man out of Brooklyn, mm-hmm. but you can't take Brooklyn out of the man, which means there are some ingrained, enculturated habits that we have grown up with that has, it's part of our identity, of our core self, which comes into being, or comes into showing itself even when we're employees in an organization.
Yeah, think about a situation that you've been in where there may have been a conflict, and it might be to do with intercultural. It was an intercultural conflict, identifying that. Have a think about it. Do we check ourselves? Do we have patience? Do we have tolerance? Do we have understanding? Do we have time for that? Some may be thinking. But if you check yourself through the day and when outcomes have been positive and when outcomes have been negative and the reasons why you got the positive outcome and how to implement that into your day-to-day way of communicating and operating in the workplace with your work colleagues.